Today, El Calafate in Argentina is a tourist town of around 7,000 inhabitants. It's the gateway to the Los Glaciares National Park and the closest town to the famous Perito Moreno Glacier. But it didn't start life that way, according to Lucas Echegaray of Visit Patagonia.
The history of the Calafate is coming from 100 years ago, when the first family reached the area of Lago Argentino, and they were basically farmers. They brought cattle and they brought sheep, and that was our main industry 100 years ago. And all of the leather and the wool that was produced on this area, it was carried on with the big wagons and the horses, pulled by horses, from this area to the main coast in the Atlantic Ocean, which is more than 300 kilometers away from here. So they had different places for stop and rest. And one of those places, it was the town of El Calafate.
What changed for El Calafate?
After the 50s or 60s, the wool industry was decreasing. So the economy in the town, as well as all over Patagonia, it was decreasing. And there was a new activities developing to support the economies. In this case, we are very close to the National Park, Los Glaciares National Park, where the glaciers are. So we developed the industry of tourism in the last 30 years. Of course, at the beginning, with a very poor facilities for the visitors, like a few hotels and no restaurants, and the airport was 300 kilometers away from here. But the most important development happened after the last 10 years, because in 2000 was opened the Calafate Airport, which make the trip faster for the visitors and bring it more people also. And peso was devalued in 2002. That was another good point for our industry. So Argentina and, of course, Calafate became cheaper for the visitors. And finally, it was a man called Néstor Kirchner who was elected the president of a country in 2003. And he was originally from the capital city of Rio Gallegos, just 300 kilometers away from here. So he and his wife, which is actually our president, Cristina, they had some lands in Calafate and they built a house and they built a couple of hotels. So from that moment, Calafate also became very famous because it's a town of a president.
If you're staying then in El Calafate, what are you going to go and do from here?
The main attraction are the glaciers. The main one is Perito Moreno, which is a beautiful place and the national park. But then you can also take a full day cruises to visit the Uppsala Glacier, for example, in Estancia Cristina, or the Spegazzini Glacier also in another trip called Toto Glaciares. So mainly glaciers. But we can visit also the ice museum, the ice bar, four-wheel drives, zip lines, horse ride back in Patagonia. And as well as you can take a couple of days and go to visit Torres del Paine in Chile or Chalten, which is in the northern part of National Park. That's a hiking area.
From your experience, how have you seen the El Calafate area change?
They came to Calafate in 1998 and we were only 4,000 people. Nowadays we are around 20,000 people, but it has still a very nice community because everybody is helpfully and it's a nice kind of life here. But basically, it was developing quite a lot. We had more cars than used to be 10 years ago. We have more kids. It's incredible because most of the people that came in the last few years, they are young people, so there are a lot of new families. And we have around 400 to 500 babies born a year in Calafate. And that's why town was developing with the new building houses, kindergartens, schools, I don't know, everywhere. So it's everything. So it's an impressive development in just a few years.
And what do you see the future for this area?
Well, I think that the future is going to be fine. I think that it's going to be growing and developing because the glacier is here as the main attraction and it's more and more people coming to visit. So, of course, it will be more and more people coming to invest and live in Calafate. Of course, the city is going to be still growing in the future and probably it's going to be still a nice place to live.
That's Lucas Echegaray from Visit Patagonia in El Calafate, Argentina.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.